A day later, Dobber spied a red glow against the evening sky.
"Either this road went and turned again, or that sun's setting in the north."
Yorin climbed a rise to get a better look.
"Fire!" he announced.
He licked a thumb and held it up.
"Wind should blow it away from us. Still bears watching."
And watch it they did. As the world darkened, the fire seemed to grow brighter and brighter, until it looked as though the whole north was ablaze. From time to time, they could even smell the smoke, though the wind held steady and the flames never got any closer. By dawn, the fire had burned itself out, but none of them slept very well that night. It was midday when they arrived at the place where the village had been. The fields were a charred desolation for miles around, the houses blackened shells. The carcasses of burnt and butchered animals dotted the ground, under living blankets of carrion crows that rose, cawing furiously when disturbed. Smoke still drifted from inside the Holdfast. Its timber palisade looked strong from afar, but had not proved strong enough. Riding out in front of the wagons on her horse, Arya saw burnt bodies impaled on sharpened stakes atop the walls, their hands drawn up tight in front of their faces, as if to fight off the flames that had consumed them.